Well, we got a call yesterday morning just about a few people that were disturbed by obviously a swan that was in serious distress. The poor swan had a fishing line not just wrapped around it, but actually the treble hook was actually punctured the skin and it was bleeding profusely. So we get quite a few call outs with fishing line, but this one was quite a bad one. So we managed to get there. Now, the main thing generally is trying to get a hold of the bird because swans, as I'm sure you know, can swim very well. So it's very hard to kind of get them without a boat. We've had a call a couple of weeks ago of actually a hooper swan, actually, who was still here with fishing line wrapped around it as well. But when we organized a boat to try to catch it, it was already gone, so we couldn't find it. So the main thing is catching the bird initially, and we were lucky enough it was actually on land and I managed to catch it quite quickly. And luckily enough, there were a couple of nice people around us as well to give us a hand, and we managed to remove the hook safely.
And thankfully that the swan recovered or is currently recovering. But what can fishermen do, Alex, from your point of view, to prevent this kind of thing from happening again, not just in Dearley Park, but right across the northwest?
Well, it's obviously, you know, make sure you look after your gear. Make sure that, you know, if you are caught in the reeds or so, you know, that you try to retrieve your, you know, don't just cut the line if possible. Try to retrieve your gear if possible. You know, braided lines, refrain from using braided lines because they can just be detrimental to birds and animals in general. And just in general, just be a little bit more wary. There are some different hooks, obviously, which are more reed friendly as well. But just overall in general, just be a little bit more mindful, you know, whereabouts you fish as well. Now, it's not quite sure how exactly the bird managed to get the hook caught on its wing. Now, I'd like to think that nobody intentionally, you know, cast the fishing lure towards it. But obviously, there's always some bad players as well that could be quite possible that thought it was funny. Maybe, you know, oh, I catch a swan. I'm not saying that's the case, but I'd like to think not.